Last week, as a Master Gardener intern, I had one of those days that stays with you. Thanks to Linda Deerdorf, a Master Gardener from the Bellevue Demo Garden, I joined a field trip to the Mount Vernon Discovery Garden with the Master Gardeners. If you've never been, let me tell you, it's not just a garden. It's a living storybook. Each corner has a memory, a teacher, and a lesson waiting for you. We were guided by Deborah A. Smeltzer, president of the local County Master Gardener Foundation and an award-winning Master Gardener who has spent decades tending, teaching, and inspiring. Deborah has a gift. She doesn't just point out plants. She tells their stories. The Discovery Garden in Mount Vernon, Washington stands as a remarkable testament to community engagement, horticultural education, and natural beauty. This living museum, established in the 1990s, has evolved from its initial 14 themed beds into an expansive collection of over 30 distinct garden rooms, each telling its own unique story. The garden operates as a free public resource, open from dawn to dusk every day of the year, maintained entirely by dedicated volunteers who ensure its continued growth and vitality. Hearing Deborah tell these stories while standing in the gardens themselves, it felt like time folded. We weren't just visitors, we were part of a continuum. One of the garden's most poignant spaces is Joe's Place, established in 1998 to honor Navy veteran and Master Gardener Joe Dupre. This fragrant sanctuary features lilacs, hydrangeas, rhododendrons, and smoke bushes with a meaningful plaque that connects past, present, and future generations of gardeners. The space embodies the garden's commitment to preserving horticultural heritage while fostering future growth, serving as a living memorial to those who have contributed to its legacy. The children's garden exemplifies the property's creative approach to engaging young visitors. Its whimsical features include a mulberry tree trained into a crawl-through tunnel, a yellow brick road winding through the beds, and a playful caterpillar hedge. A little free library adds an educational dimension, combining literature with nature exploration, making it a perfect destination for families and school groups seeking to inspire young minds through hands-on learning experiences. In the fruit orchard, traditional European varieties meet modern growing techniques. The collection includes Gravenstein apples, prized for their early ripening and versatility in cooking and cider making. The innovative Bosque Pear Tetra trellis system demonstrates how V-shaped training maximizes light exposure and fruit production while maintaining plant health. This section showcases the perfect blend of historical preservation and contemporary horticultural innovation. The Native Plant Garden, developed in partnership with the Washington Native Plant Society in 1998, showcases the region's natural beauty through dogwoods, ferns, and red twig shrubs. This section emphasizes the ecological benefits of native species, including water conservation, pollinator support, and reduced fertilizer requirements. Educational signage throughout the area helps visitors understand the vital role native plants play in maintaining local ecosystems. The Japanese garden offers a contemplative space with its moon gate and memorial lantern, while the revitalized rose garden showcases resilient varieties in raised beds that overcome Prava's flooding challenges. These specialized areas demonstrate the garden's dedication to serving diverse community needs and interests. Then Deborah led us to a row of elm trees. After World War I, 50 soldiers from Skagit County never came home. In their honor, the Memorial Highway was named, and about 50 elm trees were planted along its route. One tree for each soldier. But as the years went on and the highway was widened, most of those trees were cut down. In the end, only a single elm remained. One of the local master gardeners, himself a veteran, said, "Let's put the memorial back." And so the project began. The first 5 elm trees were planted here in the Discovery Garden. Today, there are 50 once again. Each tree has a small flag at its base and a stone plaque with the fallen soldier's name, where they were from, where they died, and who sponsored the memorial. The project also reached beyond the garden. Along Memorial Highway, homeowners gave space for trees to be planted. 25 elms now line one stretch of the road, and 5 more grow in another. Altogether, 50 elms stand once again, living monuments to the 50 soldiers who gave their lives. As Deborah spoke, I looked at the young trees rising into the sky and realized that this garden is not just about flowers or fruit. It's also about remembrance, about carrying memory forward, leaf by leaf, branch by branch. It was a reminder that this garden is more than plants and pollinators. It's a place where history and memory take root, where beauty and remembrance walk side by side. And then there was the enabling garden. For me, this space carried one of the most powerful messages of the whole visit, that gardening is for everyone. Raised beds stood at different heights, welcoming those in wheelchairs or with limited mobility. The paths were wide and smooth, making it easy for people of all abilities to move freely. And for those who are blind or visually impaired, this garden speaks through senses beyond sight. Herbs like rosemary and mint release fragrance at the brush of a hand. Lamb's ear leaves invite touch, and wind chimes provide sound cues. It reminded me that accessibility isn't just about meeting needs. It's about extending belonging. And in this garden, everyone belongs. Under the guidance of Deborah Smeltzer, president of the Skagit County Master Gardener Foundation, the garden continues to evolve while maintaining its core mission of education and community service. Regular volunteer work sessions take place on Thursdays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon, providing opportunities for community members to contribute to this living resource while learning valuable gardening skills. Located at the WSU Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center at 16,650 State Route 536 in Mount Vernon, the garden serves as both an educational facility and a community gathering space. The produce grown here supports local food security through gleaning programs, ensuring that the garden's bounty reaches those in need. This practical application of gardening knowledge demonstrates the facility's commitment to combining beauty with social responsibility. Each themed area within the Discovery Garden offers unique insights into different gardening techniques, plant selections, and design approaches. From the traditional to the innovative, the gardens provide inspiration and education for both casual visitors and serious horticulturists. The success of this living laboratory proves how public spaces can effectively combine aesthetic appeal with practical education and community service. The Discovery Garden represents more than just a collection of plants. It's a dynamic intersection of history, education, and community engagement, whether exploring the yellow brick road in the children's garden, finding peace in Joe's Place, or learning about sustainable practices in the native plant garden. Visitors discover new aspects of horticulture while experiencing the beauty and tranquility of this carefully cultivated space. Through its various programs and features, the garden continues to fulfill its mission of educating, inspiring, and serving the community while maintaining its position as a treasured resource in the Pacific Northwest.